Welcome to the Arcos Advisors newsletter, Breaking Through, issue number 72. Enhance strategic leadership by zooming in and out. In 2011, Rosabeth Moss Kantor, a world-renowned author and Harvard Business professor, noted the ability to zoom in and zoom out as a critical leadership and strategic thinking skill. She related it to the zoom function on a camera. Being able to zoom in on the finer details or certain aspects that might need attention, or to zoom out to get a broader or more comprehensive picture. Zooming in and out is a strategic leadership competency that is still critically important today. And it's a concept we have used successfully with leaders and leadership teams as they seek to take their organizations and themselves to the next level. The value in zooming out to zoom in, or vice versa, lies in the ability to look at planning, problems, issues, or opportunities from different angles to be able to strategically assess where you are, where you might want to go, and explore the art of what is possible. Here are three examples of application. Strategic planning. As you consider your strategy, engage in foresight activities and discussions. Zoom out to consider the longer-term horizon and open up the freedom of exploration. Consider questions such as, what is the future for our profession or industry? What signals of change do we see outside of our industry? What might the markets we serve look like in 10 years? How might our customers have evolved? What would have to be true for us to achieve growth of 10x? What does success look like for our company in 10 to 20 years? After this purposeful work and with that context, zoom in to focus on the next 12 months. Identify the three or four most impactful initiatives that could move the organization toward that longer view. The second area that you could provide, that you could apply this concept in, is problem solving. In issue resolution or problem solving, parties can get channeled and entangled in the moment or the details. Zoom out to look at context, considering what are the outcomes we're driving? What are we trying to accomplish? If perfectly executed, what does success look like? How does this issue connect to broader goals? What matters most here? If you were outside of the situation and were advising the individuals in it, what might you observe? What might you see as important? With the bigger picture in mind, maybe you zoom in to think about the following. What options for action exist right now? How can we create positive movement? How might this impact the client or customer, the team, the employees, the organization, etc.? What is the best strategic choice we could make here to move forward? And a third area of application, as an example, is thinking about organizational change. In a recent Gartner survey of more than 800 HR leaders, 45% of respondents said employees are fatigued from all the change that is occurring in the business environment. Zooming in and out can help leaders stay in touch with the quantity and scope of changes impacting employees and better position them for success. In reviewing this for your organization, zoom out to ask, what are all the changes we have in motion right now? What is the timing associated with each of these changes? How many employees are impacted by each change? To what degree are we asking them to change? If we look at all of our portfolio of changes right now, those changes that we have in process, what groups are being impacted most and how? Or perhaps you zoom in on an individual change to say, how might this feel for employees in the most impacted groups? If we were in their seat, how would we feel? How can we support people collectively or individually in the changes we are asking them to make or the behaviors that they may have to change? How are we equipping our supervisors or managers or coaches to support their teams or to support individual team members? While three specific areas of application are shared as examples above, the ability to zoom out and zoom in is a skill and thinking framework that can be used in a variety of circumstances or strategic areas to strengthen the action or choices made. To enhance your strategic leadership or your team's, challenge yourself to zoom out. What might this look like at some point or by some measure in the future? Challenge yourself to zoom in. If that is the big picture, the desired outcome, or the future view, what does that mean for this area, this specific issue, or an action we can take? Whether zooming out or in, be sure to also challenge yourself to shift perspective and consider a problem at different points in time or from different points of view: the customer or client, the team, the shareholder, the employee, a partner, etc. It will enhance the possibilities you see and the potential actions for positive movement. Strategic leadership is a key to breaking through to the next level for your organization and for yourself. And a major aspect of strategic leadership is being able to broaden your perspective to see context, zooming out, and narrow your perspective for impact, zooming in, or to be able to draw upon the ability to shift perspectives when needed. Adding this tool into your thinking process and doing this with intention will lead to more effective decision-making and stronger results.